A Lover's Quarrel by Robert Browning. Oh, what a dawn of day! How the March sun feels like May! All is blue again after last night's rain, and the south dries the hawthorn spray. Only my love's away. I'd as lief that the blue were gray. Runnels, which rillets swell, must be dancing down the dell, with a foaming head on the barrel bed, paven smooth as a hermit's cell, each with a tale to tell, could my love but attend as well. Dearest, 3 months ago, when we lived blocked up with snow, when the wind would edge in, and in his wedge, in, as far as the point could go, not to our ingle, though, where we loved each the other so. Laughs with so little cause, we devise games out of straws. We would try and trace one another's face in the ash, as an artist draws, free on each other's flaws, how we chattered like two church daws. What's in the times? A scold at the emperor, deep and cold. He has taken a bride to his gruesome side. That's as fair as himself is bold. There they sit, ermine stoled, as she powders her hair with gold. Fancy the pampas sheen, miles and miles of gold and green, where the sunflowers blow in a solid glow, and, to break now and then the screen, black neck and eyeballs keen, up a wild horse leaps between. Try, will our table turn? Lay your hands there light, and yearn till the yearning slips through the fingertips in a fire which a few discern. And a very few feel burn, and the rest they may live and learn. Then we would up and pace, for a change, about the place, each with arm or neck, 'tis our quarter-deck, we are seamen in woeful case, help in the ocean space, or, if no help, we'll embrace. See how she looks now, dressed in a sledging cap and vest, 'tis a huge fur cloak, like a reindeer's yoke, falls the lappet along the breast, sleeves for her arms to rest or to hang, as my love likes best. Teach me to flirt a fan as the Spanish ladies can, or I tint your lip with a burnt stick's tip, and you turn into such a man, just the two spots that span half the bill of the young male swan. Dearest, 3 months ago, when the mesmerizer snow, with his hand's first sweep, put the earth to sleep, 'twas a time when the heart could show all. How was earth to know, neath the mute hands to and fro? Dearest, 3 months ago, when we loved each other so, lived and loved the same, till an evening came, when a shaft from the devil's bow pierced our ingle glow, and the friends were friend and foe. Not from the heart beneath, 'twas a bubble born of breath, neither sneer nor vaunt, nor reproach nor taunt. See a word, how it severeth, O, power of life and death in the tongue, as the preacher saith. Woman, and will you cast for a word, quite off at last, me, your own, your, you? Since, as truth is true, I was you all the happy past. Me, do you leave aghast with the memories we amassed? Love, if you knew the light that your soul casts in my sight, how I look to you for the pure and true, and the beauteous and the right, bear with a moment's spite when a mere mote threats the white. What of a hasty word? Is the fleshly heart not stirred by a worm's pin-prick where its roots are quick? See the eye, by a fly's foot blurred, ear, when a straw is heard, scratch the brain's coat of curd. Foul be the world, or fair, more or less, how can I care? 'Tis the world the same for my praise or blame, and endurance is easy there. Wrong in the one thing rare, oh, it is hard to bear. Here's the spring back or close, when the almond blossom blows. We shall have the word in a minor third. There is none but the cuckoo knows. Heaps of the guelder rose, I must bear with it, I suppose. Could but November come, where the noisy bird struck dumb at the warning slash of his driver's lash, I would laugh like the valiant thumb facing the castle glum, and the giants fee-faw-fum. Then were the world well stripped of the gear wherein equipped we can stand apart, heart dispense with heart in the sun, with the flowers unnipped. Oh, the world's hangings ripped. We were both in a bare-walled crypt. Each in the crypt would cry, but one freezes here, and why? When a heart as chill at my own would thrill back to life, and its fires outfly. Heart, shall we live or die? The rest, settle by and by. So she'd efface the score, and forgive me as before. It is 12 o'clock. I shall hear her knock, in the worst of a storm's uproar. I shall pull her through the door. I shall have her for evermore.